This program is a follow-up to the meeting which was held here in Washington in July with Deputy Prime Minister Mutambara, where he challenged Zimbabweans in the diaspora to come together and in the spirit of promoting convergence and disseminating ideas which promote economic growth and development.
What will this forum actually do?
Well, first and foremost, we would like to mobilize Zimbabweans in the diaspora and build a skills database. The diaspora has got an overabundance of skills in all fields. And we know that back home, there is a real paucity of capacity in very many sectors. So first and foremost, we want to develop a skills database, which can be tapped by public sector, the private sector, and the NGOs. Then secondly, we want to establish technical collaboration with the home front through think tanks. And what these think tanks would do is exchange ideas and knowledge in various fields which have to do with, for example, management of our public debt, extractive industries, and looking at various topics which are of importance in our economic development. And thirdly, we would like to collaborate in economic investment. As you know, people who came out here, they came to pursue their dreams, and in the process, they've managed to build resources. And as you know, they do have family, they do have extended family back home, and they're always sending money there individually, which unnecessarily increases transaction costs. So the idea is to see if we can pool, those ideas and invest jointly. And it will be up to individuals to coalesce along, whether it's geographic lines or sectoral lines or specific subjects to invest. You might have a group of engineers who are technical experts in water, for example. So they would get together and form a water chapter which would provide, technical consultative services back home for small cities, for city councils, for big cities. And they can then bid for contracts and get the business, win the business, and provide the service. These experts we have who are Zimbabweans would not need to be reoriented for them to engage and provide business in Zimbabwe. So there is a public interest as well as a private interest in this. And what we are saying is that it's more efficient for us to share ideas on how to engage with the home front.